Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our friend David Stebbin, professor of history and law at Ohio State University, author of Promised Land, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America. It's his study of the middle class from 1929 to 1868, to 1968, I should say. David, thanks again for being here. So the middle class, and I know your book covers an earlier part of our history, but I also know you continue to be a student of this. The middle class did not fare well during the Obama administration, the Obama-Biden economy. And I reported on it, I've studied it, and even if you throw out, in my analysis, I throw out 09, I don't hold 09 against them, because that was the follow-up to the crash of the financial crisis of 08. And I even, in some of my analysis, David, I throw out the first term. I only hold them accountable for their second term. And of course, Biden claims he says I'm the guy, so I've been calling it the Biden economy. In the four final years of his administration with Obama, the middle class did not do that well. Small business owners were not optimistic at all. The NFIB's index shows that. It was actually the NFIB index was actually declining in the last half of 2016. What do you think?
Right. Well, the second Obama term was a real disappointment for many people, and not just small business people, although them, but also a lot of factory workers. In other words, there are aspects of the first Obama term that helped middle class people, in part because of where the president started out. In other words, mm-hmm. because the economy was so bad in 2009, and they did have a stimulus bill, and things improved somewhat. And, of course, the president won re-election, defeating Mitt Romney. The second term was not what was hoped for, I think, by a lot of people who supported Obama the first time, was that there would be a real transformation and the middle class in general would revive in a big way over the 8 years that Obama was in. But that second term did not really work that way. In other words, some people did better, but overall, the middle class didn't make that kind of great leap forward. The book I wrote deals with the time when they did that. In other words, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, when the middle class boomed, grew in size, became more comfortable. And a lot of people who voted for Obama were hoping that he would bring some 21st century version of that. Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen.
I'm not being critical of him. I think, because I look at these things objectively. Barack Obama didn't have the acumen for that. He wasn't invested in that. He didn't know how to approach it. People have to remember, and I'm not being controversial here, people have to remember that the United States of America was not something imprinted on Barack Obama. He was raised outside of mainland America most of his formative years. And a lot of people don't realize that. And I also, he was not a problem solver. Warts and all, Trump is a problem solver. You might not like his solutions, but he's a problem solver. And I think that's what happened. I think Obama and Biden just didn't know what to do with that. What do you think?
Well, the era that I wrote about was one in which immigration was low, trade barriers were high. It was sort of an economy that was good to America.
Well, America was still benefiting from winning World War II and saving the world and helping the rest of the world build themselves back up, right? I mean, it was still going on in the late 60s.
Right. Well, there is Marshall Plan aid to Europe and all that, but the ordinary American worker in the period I studied, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, is kind of sheltered from low-wage foreign competition.
That was also the height of the union period.
Right. And to give you an example, I think for President Obama, he was much less enthusiastic about doing something that would recreate higher barriers to trade and immigration and so on, even if it benefited American workers.
Right.
And whereas President Trump, I mean, Ohio's a good example. It's generally a bellwether. President Obama carried it twice, and then it had this big swing in 2016 to Donald Trump. It was one of his best states. And one of the reasons why is because a lot of Ohioans are old enough to remember when the middle class in Ohio was bigger, when
they
factory workers paid well. And Donald Trump has changed over time some of his stance, but his stance on trade and immigration have been consistent really throughout his.
Let me ask you a question. How many people do you consider to be in the middle class today in America?
Well, I keep looking at statistical evidence on this. And so you can make that fraction as high as half, right?
But it's, so 160 million, 170 million in the middle class, roughly. But you think that's a high number? Liberal number.
That's looking mostly at income.
The reason I pointed that out as we go to a break, David, is my number for people directly connected to a small business, either owners or employees and their families. My number for that is 100 million.
Right.
So a giant slice of middle class in America are small businesses. They make payroll every Friday. And I think that's something that really should be pointed out. We're going to come right back and talk some more about the middle class with the man who knows that story. He wrote the book on the topic. David Stebbins is here. His book is called Promised Land.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.